we're mad for the assignation, just my youth for their from home. As you've heard, I write poetry in Irish, but I brought along English translations. Now, I'd emphasise that I'm not a poet in English. My first few efforts at putting a sort of a synopsis, maybe a version of English poetry on some of my earlier attempts, my publisher said to me, Leanor de Shriev, Asbelia. So I'm not trying to pass off the English versions as poetry, but they will give you the message of the poem. I do try to keep to, you know, the structure line by line, verse by verse, so you will get the idea. But that said, and I suppose this is the mood or spider coming through, if you have Irish, which most people have, I know, I mean, we all learn it in school, I would encourage you to listen to the Irish and try and understand it, because I don't think I write like Casca or Nosek. I don't think my Irish is anyway. I feel like it's ordinary, simple, every day. Irish, I learned up in Mayfield School long ago. Now, talking of Mayfield, my first poem is called Nicklaus. And it's attributed to the late great, one of the all-time greats of Irish Shannos singing, Nicklaus Tobin from Rhinogulbach in Waterford. My mother was a Waterford woman, Bidney Cathasit. She wasn't from the Leith, she wasn't a native speaker. She was from a place called Maeliga, the Glen of Thorns, but 9 miles from Dungarvan on the other side, going towards Clonmel. Her great-grandmother would have been a native speaker, because in the foothills of the Knockmeagon Mountains there would have been a brack-elf, we'd say, in the mid-19th century. And she had a great appreciation of Irish language and traditional singing and so on. So this is my tribute to Nicklaus and how I first came across him. Nicklaus. A chaganish a bec cuin bersach Ba meach sean a tlosint corwyd a tra radios na pregedi. A ystig i gafoi, a derach ma bohi. Is bi a chys a gwyf, na chae am dyna comont a eisiw da cha nis a gawrai. Sin e Nicklaus. O mos yn y dôr ys am penna mar o. Da ferag se cwgi a hoi garyst, me leir ar ficyn tyn thai nis dig eich sianach ys fan y mohi. Rhaerch gael ffaith to cyllu o bohwyg, drod leir ys bain y mohi. Da cha mis clws ar ordo, ys am tos feddring a fan nhw, eich fersi siota, eich fyn sbeg. Fi'n gael sy'n un sy'n di at y leasta, a nyrth o gwyn o'n sianed leas pai sy'n gwyna. Na fi a fiach gysosta, siol ys preaf a gwrtydd. Y cohoch smyr o'n dwch ys yn y clawn, ys byg ysbaith bu'n rŵn, nhw madn dawn eich smyr o'r hochi, a fiach o'r o yn y hen stil gyrraedda. Nach ihr wirk viel Gasse, der Gohm Pedrisch schon rein und nicht, als Gallagher Prozess die Gischen und Karach. Da kann ich nicht Orme Horto, der von der Kühl Scheherin schießt, am Acht der Gohl Vorschein, der Drohen Kram Levein, das gerade die in der Gehm lasst mo, mar Chor und Dunger Bau, mark mar Ornei der Legen Orei. Das kann ich raus gaffe, ich die abjogne Dinge, Stasiwn clwyd o'r cadol yn oed o hwt. Dy flwys neu loch y siwn o'ch rhi, er wynt y mach do nôt o mwlyg, sy'n fawn y bawn sy'n gwni le, pan sy'n chylwyd na dwys dyr me. Now, sometimes I have references that might not be obvious in English. In the first verse I mentioned, Mille, you may have heard of a famous song from that part of the country, Siad Dialgu na Fela. It was written by Padraig O'Millay, and he happened to be a teacher in my mother's parish for some time, and he was to be in the house, so that's why that was said. The first person I showed this to years ago asked me what was Poi, P-Y-E. It was a brand of radio. If you had a radio in the 50s, it was a Poi. I'm very conscious here that I'm speaking to an audience which is about a third of my age, apparently. So, you know, if there's anybody here old enough, I doubt it, to remember. Radio Luxembourg.
Station
to start. Yes. That's right, yes. With the odd thing of a summer's evening, you might have to go in to listen to that was bluegrass and, you know, square dancing and that sort of thing. So that's why I mentioned Radio Luxembourg. So this is in English, Nicklaus. We had to stay quiet when his voice came on air in those golden days of radio. Hush now, mother would say, for here is no common singer like all the rest. That's Nicklaus. We knew the reverence in her tone, for he carried her back to a home fire with the poet Millet in her rambling house, listening to her mother's lore, a bright welcome from Northern Hills for its lady in Ballinamote. We had to be respectful. He blessed our silence with magic verse and silvery notes, poured like Spanish wine from an old pie radio. She was happy to witness the seeds of Redacia past being sown again in children. It could have been Spalpeen alone or Sunday morning that was going to y'all, but we sensed the ancient style as we sat entranced, as she sat entranced, from Rhino Gonach wealth to fill our little kitchen nestling down the hill from Mayfield Village. Our soul stood to attention. I swear he passed us by, his footprint resting on the step by the back porch was our favourite elm tree. Oh yes, he left his mark for us to see, a grace note to ornament our later years. And though addicted to the latest idols, those summer nights from 2008, my heart bounced on the topmost note of that one song she dearly loved, Don't Wake Me From My Slumber. Just when I was preparing the poems to read tonight, it dawned on me that I know my great passion in life is always music. Everything else it was only secondary. And just when I was reading through that poem a few days ago, it dawned on me that two of my great lifelong interests have been Shanmo's singing and earlier rock and roll. So I suppose the message is be choosy what your kids listen to because it sticks. Now, the next poem is called Lewis. Lewis as in Lewis in the trams, trains in Dublin. I think as an acronym in English it stands for Light Urban Area Service or something like that. But it's also the word in Irish for speed. And I think I wrote this around the time the Lewis was launched. But what's behind it is, I heard Billy saying I worked for several years in Kilkenny as a vocational teacher. For County Kilkenny VEC for several years, and I had one colleague in Kilkenny City in recent years. He was a career guidance teacher, and he used to tell the youngsters that life is a journey. He was always on about this life is a journey, you know. And I said to him one day, "It is, Sean." I said, "And some of us get off at the wrong station, you know." So this is about those of us who sometimes just can't get it right. We make the wrong choice, or we take the wrong road, like. You know, it just been in the English books, Robert Frost was a two roads diverge and something like that. I'll read the Irish version in English. Lewis. Tashneerish and Gleid at Rain of Thiel. Coffer Bergoyle and Own, Zverig, Limach. Tikaeth Cree of the Black, at the Spine, and Kigida, and Sothers and Sood of Nashter. Coffer Kuram and Yelma of the Kiln Stiepe, with Skirishayu at Samita, the Lewis Lastrook. Is to suppose a bowl the canach is the flash and gold. Kafur kodum yamav than kyan shriba, no I roit to makro lua, it's flash and eganella, a chain by the hele, the loose lassuk, kada yidrin, bigger hele. Stufain vex citric, fanach the kyanella, but nor cast train rear for nash and stray or holding, nor lay them to kill, nor peak unstreeving, at far amma on thieve. Most strayer a chas around me decayed. It should not win an aim keeled and hat, as the figure he gathered of our calling on town, Jean, after by an own. Tussa, nor I'm shiria, from Sarsion Coward, not for several roads. The Tussa of Winnie Kern Shriva Mach and Straw, is gone the hickey of the wit and gash of Akadian Shriva for Hawk. Express train. Life is a train trip for passengers, obliged to board on time and be prepared, ticket at the ready for the checker on his rounds. Obliged to pick a destination and watch out lest it slip away in the dark like sheet lightning and to leave us peering through the night for one last thought. Obliged to pick a destination and watch out lest we alight so soon in a strange place, the train shooting away like sheet lightning whistling to the end of time. You might find yourself astray waiting for the last night mail. No train was ever known to turn back to rescue that last one who cannot read small print on the grave timetable, this chart of life. Well, the checkers know us all, those who can't quite make out where to get on or off the train. But it's so hard to read those tiny figures that mark our page of time. If you're one of us, fear not, sooner or later they get it right. You reach your station, train hits the buffers, there's only one checker and they're only ticket collector duty for those around you. Now, I don't have to tell you who Conor Creedon is. Conor Creedon's father, Connie Pat Creedon, and Andy Grossley, is a bus driver. And my father also worked in the buses. So we sort of knew him. They had that shop in where Conor lives now, and then Devonshire Street, the shop front is still there, the Inchigila Dairy. We used to be in there on Sunday mornings on our way from 8 o'clock, and that's in Mary's, that's a life change. And a few years ago at a folk festival, when Conor was doing a reading, he mentioned that his father used to drive the buses on in those days back, 50s and 60s. They were what they called mystery tours in summer. You know, people having cars in those days would be going places ahead of the bus. And we'd buy a ticket down in the bus office in Harney Place, and you'd get on the bus and you'd know where it was going, you know. And Conor said that if you knew somebody working in Capwell, it was very easy to get them to look at the roster because different drivers have different preferences. And it was a well-known fact that when Connie Pat Creedon was driving the bus, surprise, surprise, he ended up in Inchigila. So this is... I wrote this poem about that story. Ervohr, though. Níor a bhéin tros hún da éga dain sa Connie Pat a gheal an eistir. Mar bóin da chalach an chríach am a hóid a bhéad ar stiúr. Back at the free, for the earth and the dread, the horde and the grain, and each other. His force, the whore and sport, and Clay Kilmer, he can turn him, not a babber, Carmel Cartier. A hennin, the commotion worker, a lack the heel, and scot the half of to then the void. Won't us a cast, Maria, his bow and ail dinner, and a bow he came. His bow and an ish to work with army, a good set of hand, a bow headed assa, his canary lacks the road. Travel at the door, there are a lot of the hinge of road, a golden grain in inch of deep, a cross from the elf. On the road. They said it was no mystery tour when Connie Pat was driving. We knew for certain where you'd go once you sat at the wheel, your heart rising like the lid of a starling, facing the sun from inch of deep. But still, it became a game. Getting on, we didn't know where you might land that night. I see you now, a noble face on your own patch, a laughing crowd feigning utter surprise. A man lives long in his native place. Yes, you are living long on your happy journey. May the road rise with you in the fields as you lightly plough your furrow in the trace of those before you, facing the sun for Inchigila on your eternal mystery tour. I'm not sure what year Sean O'Riordan came to live in Cork. I think it was early 60s, 60-61. I couldn't really say I knew him personally. I spoke to him a few times because my father knew him to talk to. And this poem is about a chance meeting we had with him one day. I called the poem A Ride of Hunts on Princess Street. I think actually it happened in Oliver Plunkett Street, but I thought A Ride of Hunts sounded a bit better as the title of the poem than Ride of Oliver Plunkett. This is A Ride of Hunts with due respects to Dan Spillane. I put an error in front of it on Princess Street. His song is Princess Street. A Ride of Hunts. Oh yes, I forgot to mention, and it was August 2010 I wrote this because they unveiled a beautiful monument to him. It's outside the church in Cooley. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but you should if you get a chance. A ride of Frunsa, in almost the Hian O'Riada, Ked La Lom Sagali Sede. Lacht Kreua a Parom in Yuv, Darbuan Muerga Gradanwe. Kunt u nog een leeg gepasnitje voor de oude en de oude doren? Hiemschen verre feen, vrouw, Svoda lesh a ride of home, so half the crunel and the chupper. Further free, long back a bound the hitchweek. The starch a fame is lower limbert, gone only jingle fighter. PC a bigger than shride, and a bing and hero is fried. Shulam shride of home, sin youth, human stilling the hipper lack. Scheming law of the phrenic. Bin Orpheus on the rein, real kennicky on tradition. The don't be admitted sorrow, the rough the maw in the cord of wish is the beginning. Spare Lydia, green or gold, was on submission found, the getting to us are wounded on me, a real or a bit in a flash, a ride of fumes of fall. Now, as I said, sometimes there are references in Irish that mightn't make much sense in English. As you gathered, I'm sure it was he dropped coins on the street and he was rushing around the corner into a shop, and as he was picking them up, he was talking to us. And there is a jig called Coppers and Brass Pingy Rose Price. That's why I put that in. Thought the image of the coins. And I mentioned Shanopi is Fad Lady Aguin or Gul, God rather hear our prayers than tears. And the Salan River, as you know, down there by the Vurna. I have a reference to Oskyun Salah in Gachdalna, that's his son Pather still leads the choir singing at Mass every Sunday morning, who lay at 10 o'clock, so that's why I put that in. On Prince's Street, here he's cast in bronze, majestic, lasting, achievement carved out by the sculptor's hand. But I see him as he was that day, hurrying along Prince's Street, darting into a corner shop, dropping a fistful of coins, stopping a moment to chat, picking them up off the street, coppers and brass. Today on Prince's Street I see that little shilling and the hand reaching, Orpheus from Undreen Coulet, our king of musical alchemy, changing base metal into gold with a flick of the wrist and the rub of a stone. They say God hears prayers before tears. If that's true, then he must love the rising notes above Salan each Sunday, and we were going to heaven that day on Prince's Street. First, you now, I mentioned that I was buried in Mayfield, but my mother was from Waterford, really Casey, but my father wasn't a Corbyn either. He was from a little village called Virginia in County Cavan. And he had a brother, he's Philip McIntyre, Lord rest them all. He had a brother, Michael McIntyre, who went away to America late 20s, around 1930, as it was very little work in those days. And he went to Holyoke, Massachusetts, and became editor of a newspaper, and he never came back, never met him. He was younger than my father, but he died before him. And this poem, apparently he was a bit of a writer, this poem, my father, not at any means somebody, he probably found in his papers after he was dead. And there is obviously a story behind it which I would love to know. He wrote it in English and I have an Irish version of it. I translated it. It's in my last book, Old Red Crown. But I read the English first because the original is in English, and just read the Irish then because I happen to have it. Lines with a photograph. Shadows are all made clasp who reach love's silent goal. Ever beyond their grasp glimmers the misty soul. Always a substance lost, always a shadow found. No soul has ever crossed the wall the folds are bound. Since only dreams we know and shadows fleck the floor, where we dance to and fro, here is one shadow more. I couldn't do justice to that. I couldn't possibly do justice to that in Irish, but I did put it in the book anyway. It's something like it, but it's not. If you wrote more stuff, I'd love to have it, but that's all I have.
That was really superb.
Well, Lord rest him, Michael McIntyre,
yeah,
he said for several
I
years. Haifshi, I call it ghosts, you know, the shadows. Dini tic brechach haifshi, sa toir a hostan ra, a chaelin an amuin, sa cuin a rish an ska. Ni vertur er subspaint, fa ater ni an arim an thra, ni dol hartley freir, and came to Killeen Fall, rowing a bit of ashling, sky like a hugger and roll, bring your dishing, my wheel, which young will see them go. Now, Billy mentioned that I'm bringing out a new book. It's actually with the printers at the moment. We were proofreading there a few days ago. It won't be long. It's based on a theme of cities. I travelled a bit around Europe in my younger days. There are two sections of about maybe two dozen poems about cities, and then a few others miscellaneous. Now, not all of them I've been to. I cheated. For example, I had a very interesting discussion with Corner Creedon one evening outside the Corner House about Shanghai, and I went home and wrote down what he said in the home about Shanghai. People were scorning me that one went to China, you know. I had a few like that in San Francisco and Jerusalem and places I'd never been to. I didn't try to describe cities, just maybe a picture I saw in a gallery, something I read, one sentence, a line of a poem, you know. So this one is called Los Angeles, and I've never been to Los Angeles. And because I think it would be better in this context, it's only two verses. I'll read the Irish first and then the English, and then read the second verse in Irish. A few references again. Mightn't be common knowledge. There's a reference in this to studying to be a priest. And there's a phrase, the order of Melchizedek, and that's because what the bishop says to the priest who is being ordained is, thou art a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. We were talking about the Lewis a while ago. I'm sure, again, age comes into this. People have heard of my age, wouldn't even remember CIE, not to mind what went before it. But before that was the GSR, the West Southern Railway, and before that, back in the 20s and 30s, was the IOC, the Irish Omnibus Company. And my native place, Mayfield, is mentioned in this. It's called Ballinamuck, the town of the poor. We were told going to school, I'm not great on the history, but that it was because there was a leper colony somewhere there around Mayfield, Montanati, Silver Springs. And that it makes sense because that place called Lover's Walk, it's nothing to do with lover, the Chul Malaur, the leper's walk. So that's Ballinamuck. We were never ashamed of it, but CIE put Gordon on the front of the buses. I suppose it was sharper. Easier to anyway. Los Angeles. The Adamagum Servat Lane, the Hashat Lienic Fowlum, the Vetin Or Melchizedek. Binne the Hashiriva, Dolson Mishuan Gamedica and Native Trukahail. Kurfuya goes the hill, the hail of Roma, the priest Matte, the cock, the Mulder Kesh, the Gahaman Angel, the Nathanamok. And spine, Shrahul, for no mood, is Madden, Leshes, Gradish. It's never Cadella, but Lane Siltoch. The Goyden Thrush is written Rosh. My new student spent 7 years training for the Order of Melchizedek. That was his goal in life in 1931, to go away on the missions to LA, to give his life to God and to all he'd meet in the City of Angels amongst the poor. He had fluent Spanish by then, Latin, Greek, and God knows what else, for the journey and his life's work. The Honig Log or Valley Leshamach on Glash the Bohag and Connach, or a Nick Money Villa and Thompson, the Stibri Garden of Bossana, the Roma Hale or an IOC, Nigerish or an GSR, Mr. CIE, Erevan Rich, the Sala Glown the Hale, Mr. Cock or Mulchado, Nive Lehu Lehener Boss, the Gaharoyas, the Malimoch, any unfair, the Rifan Gong Grenadier took a hail. When yet slowing begetting a Searsha in Nair. But one day he left All Hallows College on Drumcondra Road in Dublin and went to work on the buses. He gave his life to the IOC and later on to the GSR and to CIE, to his wife and family and to all he met, those daily saints who went to work by bus in Cork City in a place called Mayfield, once the town of the poor. There was a man who ran off down the sharp cut in 1951 from a slippery doorstep to the gate of freedom. That was my father. And again, I explain a sort of reference in Irish, the reference there in the last verse on the axe showing slippery slope. There's a saying in Irish, it's Shlowin in Yak, the Horst in Osil, the noble man's doorstep is a slippery spot. If you don't slip, you'll be choked. So that's why I said the slippery slope. Now, the city poems, you know, which was hard, I've often been to London since alike, and it was hard to think of, you know, what do you write about? How much do you pick from the city of London, you know, to write a poem about? And I got an idea from a friend of mine, a musician, who used to busk in London, and he worked in London for a while in the 70s. And he told me that he used to busk in the tube, and that there were two songs that always brought him plenty of money. Beatles, wasn't it, John Lennon, Here Comes the Sun, and Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay. So I tried to weave it into a song. I think I made a good job of the Here Comes the Sun, but as I said to him, the other one is a man's song, you know, but I think a picture, there's something in it about whatever colours you have in your mind, so I just kind of paint a picture, you know, as soon as I got. I'll tell you who he is. Some of you may know him, Mr. Gage. From Glocal Shrider. Faro kisa tiu le tach dan erig. Sule dum to se baite ne fictur vio gishtig. Laver an srein vio a chachan dachan a bwyd a gach ein sort. E da law an creel na sluit am ara wedi digri. Ach stada mis eishti. Here comes the sun. Fog creel dhu vart a hashka. Chashir ege bio. Cwyrat bwyd na greina. Bwyd ffwrgach ni yn y cart. Bwyr yw gwyn grian na hashka. Bech an ro an a lach chana. Lach de kimmel de glé. Bwyd rwyd a smwyd an oignish. Gan grianna calúra hashka, ni léin vi a ónni smó. Ach lasad vi greina ar gachrod, os an grian gyal vi a gairi, vi aón sa peal vi a hashka. Is cosan ar auran dillan, is iran ar a hashka, brehar vosca dahana, gan enn se picturte. Is agon mo ag an daunde, gan megin a da gyal fein ar ish. Súile dúnta si baita, ni gan a vás íving rúnta, Bí the rain dumping raw, he's in such a long coil. Mar a wilness fluid a grip, a cahav dini wheeze a happa, ye the guy real as a grass low, come brethren on growing, growing dween a grain, here comes the sun. The busker. There's the busker in the tube, in the spring morning. Eyes shut, he's drowning, deep in his own picture, hand on string. A live wire shooting all sorts of colours in the narrow tunnel where the crowds are running. But they stop to listen. Here comes the sun. My love, you are wearing a thin dark cloak, throw that away. Clothe yourself in sunbright yellow, everything will be all right. My love, when the sun comes up, see how the ice is melting. A healing lotion to dispel the fog of isolation. My love, see the sun celebrating. There's no more grey now. All is covered in sunbright yellow. See how the sun is laughing with us. My love, be part of this sunlit world. And then he plays a Dylan song and asks his love to fetch a paint box. He'll paint her a picture. He'll recreate the world. Bring her back to her true colour. Eyes shut, he's drowning, deep in that same picture, on this canvas of joy, down here in the narrow tunnel where the crowds are running, throwing yellow guineas in the hat, all laughing and racing away to catch the crown, the sun bright yellow crown. Here comes the sun. Thank you very much. Now, as Billy told you, I worked for Kilkenny DEC for several years, but I didn't start off as a teacher. I went to Dublin when I was 18 to work in the civil service and study at night. So I always loved Dublin because I spent the best years of my life, you know, from 18 to 23 or 4 in Dublin. When I went to try and write a poem about Dublin. I said, I lived there for 5 years, you know, what am I going to write? And just by chance, this came to me. Now, there are three verses, three separate incidents, and they actually happened as I described them here. I was witness to them. It's just exactly what happened to me and how I felt at the time. They'd be in the history books now. January 1965, body of Roger Casement was brought back to be reinterred in Glasnevin. April 1966, there was a pageant in Croke Park to celebrate the rising. And May 1967, we marched down Alcon Street to commemorate Thomas Ashe, the Early Patriot. My memories of Dublin, really, I don't know how, you know, I'll send you to somebody recently, I met her being in my class in university at night. We were wondering how we ever got a degree because we were at Cayley's and Conan McGaiga and this club and that club, and we were involved in things like, you know, Common Wolf Tone and the James Connolly Youth Movement and, you know, protests. What was the 60s, you know? So this is my memory of those three events. Again, I read the Irish first and the English each verse, the better it is for the song. On Fools Bower, and I made a chaska quick. Hard luck ever, my hustle crew and you, we throw it to fool and stack eyed, the guard of a fished. Kaloga scal nose, the hang fanaf, funk foil, be fine. I took a garbowl, took a gun more yule, fair, fash a coin. It's hard like a derer, Rory Macassman, a hurry shenading, Marshall and Chopin, Philip, San Fio Geek once over. January 1965. My 2 feet are icebergs, are frozen lumps of granite outside the GPO. Hard snowflakes, sharp as knives, cutting my face. We're all waiting. We have to wait another while. Have patience. It's on the way. The procession is coming soon. It has to pass this way. Look, there's the start of it now. And she came at last by the GPO. Roger Casement to be buried again over here in Glasnevin. A silent crowd, his tribute, and Chopin's funeral march. A brown made a chest to shay. Rookers the nail, the boy to croakig. Toast of Marchamora el nail y mach. Madleiru duina, nor var sanomu, craig pino. Nile jack fridder noi, akadlik and thora. Chow mortis, asa lecha. Nile jack fridder noi, akadlik and thora. Krohonus nasisha, a der argan reading. Er sonar lecha. Nara viet, the hair agere. April 66. Shots are heard from Croke Park, a pageant to commemorate the rising, to teach those of us, the younger ones who didn't live through it 50 years ago. Of course, it's not really fighting, they're only pretending. It's all to reenact it for us, with national pride in our great heroes. Of course, it's not really fighting, they're only pretending. It proves our freedom, the leaders tell us. It's all for our heroes, weren't they the ones who made Ireland free? The Elsina, Shaskishach. Queen Alea Car Gorum, in the Boston Ocras of the Link Masas, Abdun Varuchi Bahuegna, Star Troth and Ishtira, Erbahu Sayed on Boris Noah, the doctor on Kovarga, in Malinia shop, below Gascape, the Jupiter, the Fogan Tire, King Ekskadik, and the Aloe going your sodder, Srigan or Borsi Pain, on Or Marar the Ray, Milena Gesta. May 67. Again, we remember a hero. Thomas Ashe didn't die on hunger strike. He was murdered by forced feeding. And now we hear of a new kind of feeding. That's the free stuff in this new system they call the common market. Some of us don't like it. We're there giving out leaflets like mad as fast as we can. We're shouting out loud that this won't work. We lose our freedom. We have no say in our own affairs. Europe will be a high king. Nobody's listening.
We knew we were right.
Being a generation around me, being so much younger, I don't know if many people have heard of Jack Kerouac. I came across him first when I was about 17 or 18. I read a book called Subterraneans. I don't think I understood it at the time. and another book called On the Road. Now, I decided to write this poem because for a friend of mine who actually gave me the book, when the rest of us just think about Shakespeare and Keats and the stuff we learned in our Leaving Cert course, this fellow was reading about Buddhism and philosophy and all sorts of authors we'd never heard of, you know. And it was no surprise he became a professor of English. He's retired now. You might know him, some of you, Robert Welch. He's from the Corrow Road, you know, the Corrow Road. I think he's a research professor now. But I wrote this poem for him just recently. We were talking about the book, and it came to me. And I think what I tried to say, really, if you're interested in him and haven't heard of him, you could look him up on Wikipedia, because when I went to write the poem, I got about 20 pages of stuff, you know. The poem was barely 20 lines. But it said that this was partly autobiographical. You might have heard the Beat Generation, you know, so the 60s, and it seemed to me that people he described, and I suppose people who were addicted to anything in any shape or form, that it's unfortunate that they just seem to think that, you know, the next, you say, on the road, the next town they landed in, or the next partner, or the next party, or the next thing that was going to happen, this is going to be the answer to everything, you know. So that's the idea. I called it, on account of the subterraneans, I called it Tréan Fuí Chalamh. Tréan Fuí Chalamh. The Vrán Yom Jidhishkind, Hubble Cried to Kerouac. On Corpus Cium Talún, on Tanam Gadaim Hís Fuí. In Aum Nes Féin et Tocul Hóir. Or Grog an Tjóring, or Oig gan Crenna, or Evens gan Smol, or Ashling gan Dúsa. Or Littach, the violent croak and Saravad didn't John Stieber. Queenie Mora Foss, a great widdy, Hubble Fine Kerouac. Is Foss for Valium Jibhishkind, Ach Nadab Mish College of Ranash the Rude Gan Pasha, the Pottle Doel Fui Khoshti, a Ray Raven Lay Fui Halav. Subterraneans. I'd love to understand why you do it, Kerouacs, mates and torment. Bodies above the earth, but souls deep down somewhere in the underground, searching for this gold, the gold of boundless love, of eternal youth, of unceasing pleasure, of a never-ending vision of beauty. Yes, this gold is waiting. It'll be there once we get to the destination. I still think about you, Kerouacs, mates, and comment, and I'd really love to understand you. I keep wondering, where are you now, on this futile journey, digging for gold, underneath those carriages on that damn train still shooting through the underground. I've one or two more in my other time. I'm going over time. No,
yeah, one more, I'd say. Regin after gone. Normally.
Now, this is more cheerful. We'll end on a cheerful note. This is a poem I wrote for a little child. He wouldn't be immediate family, his extended family would be my brother's married to a dairy lady, and this is her niece's child. She's from Kildare, but the child's father is from Grana Grammar, down the road from where I live myself, by coincidence. And they called him Rua, better Foxy, born last year in May. And I thought it was a lovely name, and I tried to pick up a few sayings in Irish that brought in Rua and this poem. Well, yes, he was a bit late, his first child, and he was 2 weeks late, you know, it's kind of usual. Then of Saurig, the Rua Umarisa, the Altana, God is Goya. Wogish Taumer and she, Gahain Fanach, Russian Goy Rahish, the Splod of the Hachter and Sail. Nadal Kadabugish Lap, Noos Marfor on Dahev. The runner is your bow, it looked the laughter. Nacht on ground arach, in a rasnig at Ivana. Nutralus and Rebellunik, Eileen and I gave Gora. Could lick the mother a rua chance, Nutis of the rua. Nadur Saurik, Marlishna, Savannum rua, fra. Barn Jungs of Finum Oir, Maruchan Maul de Log, Annan leis an oin chóir le titim gan stró ar an mell. A lín a bhín rua, sin bua. To a summer child for Rua Marcy, 25th May, 2012. You took your time as we waited for your happy cry, your joy at being alive. You brought gifts from two families, but we'll wait and see what you'll hand down to your own. Strength of the mighty oak from the lily white county, and a rebel spirit that doesn't bear injustice. Cute as a fox, maybe, or like the thrifty squirrel, a smile, lustre of red seaweed on the strand. I'd like to give you autumn's patience, a slowly reddening leaf waiting for his turn to rock softly on the mall. Little russet child, that's a gift.